Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. A 21-year-old Saldanha woman was killed in a crash between a small car and a minivan yesterday morning on the highway between Saldanha and Kenai. Central Emergency Services Captain Terry Bookie says the driver of the car was pronounced dead at the scene of the accident at mile 3.5 of the Kenai Spur Highway. Alaska State Troopers identified the victim as Shelby Gillens. Bookie says the driver of the minivan was taken to Central Peninsula Hospital with what appeared to be non-life-threatening injuries. The highway was closed shortly after 8 o'clock, but then reopened about noon. The Coast Guard has lifted its order restricting movement of a drilling rig from a Kodiak Island bay. Captain Paul Mailer says Royal Dutch Shell is free to move the rig Kulik after meeting the requirements that he placed on the vessel. The Kulik drilled in the Beaufort Sea last year and was being towed to Seattle when it broke loose from its towing vessel. The drilling barge or drilling rig ran aground around New Year's Eve. A federal grand jury has indicted a Hawaii man on charges he lied to authorities when he said a possible hijacker was aboard an Alaska Airlines flight to Seattle. Timothy David Hirschman faces up to 5 years in prison if convicted. Last month, the FBI said a caller reported a possible hijacker aboard a January 17 flight from Kalua Kona. The call prompted the Oregon Air National Guard to scramble two F-15 fighter jets to escort the flight to Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. Authorities took a passenger off the plane for questioning, but they decided the call was a hoax after talking to him for nearly 2 hours. A message left at the phone number listed for Hirschman was not immediately returned. The indictment was filed in U.S. District Court in Honolulu on Wednesday. Efforts to build a new professional basketball arena in Seattle face a hurdle today as a judge hears arguments in a lawsuit to slow or stop the deal. The International Longshore and Warehouse Union is concerned that adding a third stadium to the area south of downtown Seattle could choke freight traffic. Lawyers for the city, King County, and the investment group planning to build the arena say officials will decide whether to invest in it only after the environmental review is completed. And the field for the Iditarod Trail sled dog race continues to shrink. Big Lake musher Roan Boozer withdrew from the race on Wednesday. He's the 23-year-old son of four-time champion Martin Boozer. Martin Boozer says his son was disappointed when he did not repeat as the winner of the Kuskokwim 300 this year. The father and son split the best dogs from the kennel, and Martin says his son decided it might be best to have Martin have one super team of dogs rather than two so-so teams. 66 mushers will take part in the ceremonial start of the Iditarod March 2nd in Anchorage. Weather forecast calls for rain and snow showers for most of the day today.